Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this. BigIron.com, the easiest place online to buy farm equipment. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf tells us with sales every Wednesday, Big Iron sells millions of dollars worth of farm equipment every week. Here's a few of the items sold most recently at BigIron.com.
We sold a 25-year-old Ford New Holland tractor, a Model 846 with 6,400 hours for $13,250. A 1994 John Deere 670B motor grader sold for one of the Oklahoma County Commissioners for $16,100. A 35-year-old versatile tractor Model 935 sold for $5,600. A 1993 John Deere 9600 combine.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's bigiron.com. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joining us now from Loeffler Commodities. And let's dive right into those livestock futures here, Tom. And ended up a nice day on those livestock futures yesterday.
Sure did, Dave. We saw technical buying lift the live cattle, the feeder cattle, and the lean hog futures all higher on Monday after having triple-digit losses back on Friday's trading session. Now, none of the cattle complex contracts were able to trade above last Friday's high, so we were limited on our upside yesterday. We also saw the cash cattle trade slightly lower last week, and the movement was on a little lighter note. Choice box beef was down 71 cents yesterday. Select boxes up 79 cents. Total movement of 132 lows. Daily cattle kill estimated at 114,000 head. The cash feeder index was up a nickel. On the close yesterday, August live cattle were 87 cents higher. August feeders up 60, and July lean hogs 90 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures also here this morning. And boy, for the wheat futures, it's kind of turned into a roller coaster ride. And yesterday was an upward swing, big improvement on the wheat futures.
That's exactly right, Dave, as the Kansas City and Chicago wheat futures closed positive with double-digit gains yesterday on mainly technical buying, while the corn closed slightly positive and the soybeans closed negative. Now, the crop progress report yesterday afternoon showed the wheat good to excellent rating at 44% nationwide, down 1 point from last week. Kansas and Oklahoma stayed unchanged from the previous week, with Kansas at 30% good to excellent, Oklahoma 36%. Texas dropped 5 points down to 51% good to excellent. The Texas wheat harvest is 9% complete. The five-year average is 19%. Oklahoma's five-year average is 18%, and they have yet to harvest any wheat in Oklahoma. Corn planting is 95% complete nationwide. The soybean planting is 71%. The corn good to excellent rating is at 74%. And trading overnight has been mostly higher in moderate volume. July Casey wheat currently 4 cents higher. July corn's up 2.5. July soybeans trading 7.25 higher. July cotton 27 points higher. July crude oil 79 cents higher. The June dollar index is 61 cents lower. And June Dow Jones futures trading 37 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get some more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866 Go to Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll visit again tomorrow. Check those futures out. Look forward to that. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. I'm Dave Lanning for Tom Loeffler on the Radio Oklahoma Network.